Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Okay, now on to Raiders defeat the Eels 41-8. Mate, what a win. What a win. And look, yeah, okay, Mitch Moses wasn't playing, and yes, the Eels are better with Mitch Moses, but this was dominant essentially from start to finish. Their forward pack dominated them. What I was most impressed, though, is that when they let the ball move, I thought the Raiders' attack looked bloody good. Like, it's the best the Raiders' attack has looked. They scored 41 points. Like, when's... As I said, yes, is it going to be orthodox? No, it's not going to be orthodox. But you put Strange in that sixth jersey and you just say, mate, just try stuff. Just try something. And then the other boys get around it. When you've got like explosive ball runners like Tim Okor, it can work. It can work. It's unorthodox. It's not like every other team. And you're not seeing, you know, the Warriors' incredible space that they provide on the edges there. But what you're seeing is just footy players that rip and tear, and when they see an opportunity, they take it. What do you think of the game, Timmy?
How good's... Oh, sorry. My name's not Timmy. For those playing at home.
Kemp, it was what you touched on. It was the ball movement. Like, my biggest concern for the Raiders coming into this season was we just don't use the ball well. When we do these big spreads, it just looks clunky. It looks slow and it doesn't look threatening. It's had its moments this season, but there was one try, it was a James Schiller try yesterday, and it went through Rapana, Timiko, and there were just some really soft, quick hands, and the ball movements looked as good as it's looked in a long time.
A long time, to be honest.
And as you said, through this powerhouse forward pack and some good offloading second phase play, some strong ball runners, like, points will come. But to do it in a clinical way with good ball movement out wide, that was so reassuring as a Raiders fan, from because we have been clunky in the back line and that ball movement for a number of years now. Really, really good signs.
And, like, you know, I have to be honest, I did not think they had that in them. Like, even Raiders at their best, when I was going, you know what, best case scenario, they're a grindy, gritty side and they just bash teams out of games. I didn't see that. I did not see a team that was going to throw the ball around and really damage teams on their edge. Tim Okor.
Oh,
unbelievable performance. Signs a contract extension. And, you know, we've talked quite a lot about, do they have strike weapons on the edge to take advantage of that great forward pack? And do they what? I mean, at the moment, he's top three form centre in the competition to start the season. I'd even say... You know, Tungwa had probably two really good games, whereas like Tim Okor has probably played every game he's played has been a good game this year. So, yeah, he's literally, form-wise, one of the best centers in the competition. And just his ability to find space, but at the same time, you know, strength in contact, but also his first 10 meters is quite good. Soft hands as well. Like, part of his game that doesn't get as much reps is how soft his hands are. Mate, he's incredible. Incredible.
Pretty wild week. Obviously, re-signed, but it was last Sunday afternoon when a journo tried to give him a rap.
Yeah.
Ricky Stewart shut it down very quickly and said, nope.
And Matt took that personally. Michael Jordan meme again.
Bounces back with game of his career.
He's like, oh, that wasn't good enough last week. Okay, fair enough, Ricky. I'll go to another level.
Yeah.
Who else stood out for you boys?
They were all very impressive. I was just going to say they've won three games this year, the Raiders. They've all been by 13+. So we're all sitting here going, how are they going to put points on? You know, if they're going to win, they're just going to grind teams out. They've been putting them away so far this year.
So good. And just for the listeners, Tomoko's game, two tries, two try assists, 15 runs, 183 metres, 49 post contact, eight tackle breaks, two line breaks, three line break assists, 11 tackles, only one miss, no errors. Like, literally, what else could you ask from a centre in the game? Like, that's as good as you can possibly play.
You know what I love about the Raiders this year, and you know, you mentioned they've had a few 13-plus victories. Like, the thing that has shipped me the most with the Raiders over the last few years, despite them being gritty, I just look at their attack and go, what are they doing during the week? Like, it's just, you got one of the greatest attacking halfbacks of all time as your coach, and he's just refused to play, you know, a pretty style of footy for a long time. He gets these young kids, and my biggest fear was that he was going to go, fuck, we got an experience, let's just nut it down and simplify everything. They're moving the football around. Ricky Stewart's leaned into what he's actually got there, and I love it.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, for me, they went from a team that I thought would slide the most to they absolutely should make the eight. Like, they're playing top eight footy right now. And what's exciting is if this is where they're at now in the season, if they keep improving the way that they look like they're going, they should be in the eight by the end of the year.
$2.60 to make the eight, the Raiders. Yes.
And I mean, I had them outside my eight. I did, but they have been phenomenal. Tarpanier was outstanding again.
You know what else? I think going into the season, I could very well be wrong, but I reckon Ricky Stewart, before any of the trials were played, had Chevy Stewart as his fullback, and I think he had KO Weeks as his six. Neither of those things have eventuated, and we're looking unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He's done really well to, like, pivot with, like, those previous plans. I thought Tarpanier was outstanding again. I mean, when does he not outstanding? But the one that stood out for me, Morgan Smithies. 19 runs, 150 metres, 60 post contact, a tackle break, an offload, 41 tackles, zero misses.
80 minutes.
I thought it was pretty evident from Ricky Stewart's presser last week where he, you know, went off a little bit. He sort of – I expected Smithies to play big minutes this week because they fell apart when he wasn't on the field last week. They sort of got Corey Horsburgh to jump in the 13 role, which he's looked great there before. But last week, when Smithies wasn't on the field, they fell into a heap. Yeah.
Well, what did we say a few weeks ago? We said we feel like he's going to be one of those players that, although he's not setting the world alight, you can't imagine, as soon as he goes off, it's almost like Cam Murray to a degree. I know Cam Murray's a different player, but it's like, just get him back on, please.
You mentioned before with Cotter being a battler. Is Morgan Smithies the battler to end? Is he the pin-up battler?
Oh, pin-up battler.
Like, can you get, he doesn't bust tackles. He offloaded on the weekend. I nearly had a heart attack when I saw that. He just gets through his work. Nothing flamboyant about him. Is he the biggest battler in the competition?
Mate, he genuinely might be. He's fast becoming the glue of that forward pack because, he's getting to the point where, and it's only five games in, but he's getting to the point where it's just like, if you can stay on the field, please. Like, if you've got enough gas in the tank to be on the field, just stay on the field. And so the exciting thing for the Raiders then is that your forward front row rotation becomes even more hectic with Horsburgh being pushed into that run rotation.
We said, mate, 80 minutes, 41 tackles without a miss.
Crazy.
You can do it.
They've played five games this year, the Raiders. Morgan Smithies has played above 68 minutes in three of them. They've won all three of those. They've lost the two that he played below that.
Yeah, wow. Wow. Who else stood out for you boys?
Xavier Savage. We spoken about him
yet? Yeah. Spoke about him in the team of the week.
Great bounce back.
But, geez, what a great – that try that he scored –
yeah.
Where he just went afterburners on. Like, Dylan Brown is no slouch. Like, Dylan Brown's one of the fastest six in the comp. Yeah. And he just went, nah, afterburners, see you later. Didn't get close to him.
What odds was Danny Levi, NRL top try scorer at the start of the year? He must have crunched into single figures.
Not in single figures yet, but
was he close. Was he even priced?
I don't think he would have been on there, to be honest with you. write your own ticket on him.
Man, I don't think he would have been in the Raiders top try.
Mate.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The great Danny Levi. Hasn't he been like one of the maybe fine of the season is dramatic, but I guess from what he's needed some nine to just jump out and say, this is my jersey. He's been outstanding.
He was a battler. He was one of the great number nine battlers in the game. But when you score four tries in your first five games, well, that battler's been shed.
Yeah, no, it's no battler.
Battlers don't score four tries.
He's going to need a new try celebration soon. It's going to stale.
How good's he been, though, for him?
Yeah.
Like, he's been desperate for someone to go, yep, I'm the nine. So far, he's been that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside of that, Schiller, really good in attack. Like, some of his running is that strong. 231 metres, 51 post contact, 2 tackle breaks, 3 line breaks. Just defensively, though, like when he went for that intercept instead of going to the – like, just needs to sort that defensive decision-making out. Bloody hell, he's good.
It's been a while since you've had, like, genuine speed on your wings, isn't it? Like, it's been a long time, but those two, they're just dynamic in attack.
Yeah, as you said, can't be really good in attack. A few defensive issues. Physically, I think he's quite strong.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
In contact, he's quite good. A few reads here and there. I think he'll be okay. But if you can round that out, it gives them an interesting selection at like Albert Hopewade, who Ricky loves, seemingly. Like he's picked him over a lot of good footballs over the last 2 years. If he's good after that burn on his arm a few weeks back, does Schiller keep his spot? I don't know which way he'll go.
Yeah, it's going to be – at least it's a tough decision for Ricky. Yeah. Okay, on to the Eels. Yeah, quite a disappointing performance. Like, well, not quite. Very disappointing. Questions? Junior Bolo playing 34 minutes. Is he injured? What's going on there?
You have to assume so, wouldn't you?
Like, so he gets pushed into the starting role last week, and they bring him back to the bench, and then he only gets 34 minutes.
Well, Guru, you mentioned before Trent Robinson starting to get a bit hard to predict with his forward minutes and rotations. The Eels, Brad Arthur, he's the pin-up boy for that, isn't he? And is it just him playing 34 minutes, no injuries? Who knows with him?
Yeah, it's very strange. I've got to say, like, we gave Joey Lussick some raps a few weeks ago because I did think that, you know, he'd kind of stepped up, but some of his service from dummy half, like, just not NRL standard at some stages in games.
Yeah, and this is, you know, it's all good and well to be an 80-minute hooker, but fucking the NRL to do it week to week across 5 weeks, seemingly tough across 27. You're asking a lot.
Yeah, and he's going to make 50-plus tackles, you know, in that 80 minutes.
Which he never shies away from either.
No, he works his ass off. He works his ass off. But just some of those, like, just, you know, balls behind or up high or low.
It's like similar sort of things we've seen with Parramatta, again, the last 2 years. Just the edge defence. The Raiders were walking through them at times.
Yeah. Very, like, just a flat performance from the Eels. I know that, you know, they only had 44% possession of the ball, but you know, usually this Eels side has a big enough forward pack to kind of fight back and swing momentum back. I just didn't really see it on the weekend.
We throw up a lot of names and like sort of some bigger names that might be getting shopped around. And Lomax was mentioned before about outside backs, but they're just crying out for that rock solid defensive centre who runs a line. You know, someone like Rocco Berry. They need their Rocco Berry.
Sivo, 2 tries, but he had 11 runs for 79 metres.
It's like, nah, bro.
I think, and you know, to be fair, this has been an issue for Sivo for quite some time, but I think, did he get injured during that game?
I mean, he's on the field for 80 minutes.
Yeah, no, for sure, but I think he was hampered at one point. But once again, we've been talking about this for 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's been 2.5 years now, yeah. And so it's like, you know, and then you look across the other edge, 11 runs for 76 metres from Sean Russell. You know, for all the flack that Bailey Simonson cops, he still ran for 141 metres.
When was the last time you saw it in an NRL game? A wing, the fullback and the two wingers go sub 100 metres.
So
all three of them.
Gutho, 87. Sivo, 79. Russell, 76. Benzini, 73. In the modern era, you just can't do that.
I see that, yeah.
You just can't. And I know they didn't have as much possession, but jeez. I don't know. Like, we talked about, you know, Penrith may be a bit fatigued. Maybe the Eels are really fatigued. I don't know.
But, like, completed at 77%.
Yeah.
Had enough ball in hand.
Give him a shot. Look, positives were, I thought Dylan Brown tried his heart out. Is he a seven yet? No, I don't think so. I think he's an out-and-out six, which is fair. Like, I think sometimes we'd be a bit unfair on sixes and sevens, and we go, well, if you're a six, you should be able to play seven. But how often do we do that in other positions where, well, if you're a front rower, you should be able to play 13? And so I think Dylan Brown is just an out-and-out six at the moment. I think in a few years, maybe he'll be ready to play seven, but I just don't know if he's there yet.
Which makes it tough, though. What do you do then?
Oh, I don't know what you do.
Yeah,
I think he definitely has the attributes to be a number seven.
Oh, for sure.
But when Mitch Moses runs this team, he trains preseason everything as a number six, a ball running number six. And when you're thrust into it when Moses is out, it makes it tough, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And like he would need a full preseason to probably be ready for it. But yeah, at the moment, it's just like you look at like the run meters. The Raiders had 1,958 run meters compared to the 1,299 run meters from the Eels. Nine line breaks to three. I mean, they just got completely dominated. 38 tackle breaks to 20. So just a really disappointing week from the Eels. You're almost like there's nothing really to take from that other than, boys, sweep it under the rug. Let's rest them up this week. Maybe don't go too hard at training and get them fresh for the next week.
We said last week, I said with the Seagulls and the Dragons, it was just too bad to be true. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Put a line through that performance, forget about it, move forward. That's this week with Parramatta.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Tigers last week are better than a lot of people give them credit for. So that was a really tough game for them last week. Relatively short turnaround with the Monday to Sunday. So maybe you just go, you know what, I think the boys are fatigued. Look, they played like a tired side. Mm. They didn't look anything like the Eels that we know. If I'm an Eels fan, they're just so hard to know where they're at.
Yeah.
You know, one week, anyway, we've been through it a million times. One week they're great, next week they're not. But if I'm the Eels, I might not even do video session. Like, seriously, I just go, let's rest up, boys. The video sessions are relevant. What's relevant? If you don't rock up and have a dig for 80 minutes this week, then there's going to be some heads rolling.
Got beaten yourself. I was cut 30 points to 6-2. Tough day out for that squad.
Was that down at Canberra as well?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Do you consider bringing the young bloke Ethan Sanders in to maybe play seven, or is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, are they pushing Talagi too early at such a young age in six jersey?
I think so, yeah. I think he is a better six than what he will be centre, but I also just think it's very evident now. We've got a three-week sample size that defensively.
Well, it's seven missed tackles.
Like. Yeah, it's. And I thought last week there was a couple of bad defensive reads that didn't show up and missed tackles.
Well, even go to his debut as well, even in centre. So I think maybe you bring it back a bit, be a bit more patient with him. It's very hard to ask that bloke to come straight into six jersey for the Parramatta Eels. What is he, 19?
Yeah.
It's a tough ask, especially when he's moved around in position.
Even be 18. Yeah.
But he's playing fullback in club, isn't he?
Yeah.
So like to expect him to go, we want you in centre, then into six, like that's a tough ask.
I know
you go, mate.
I was just saying, we said it last week, but like Tiarnasi didn't play round five. Don't know why, maybe injured or something. But round four against the Maggies, scored two tries, playing at 5'8", two line breaks, five tackle breaks. What are we missing with Tiarnasi?
And just going off stats and nothing more, didn't see the game, but Ethan Sanders, 31 tackles on the weekend, only two missed. Maybe something, I don't know.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.